Lord Jesus, we just thank you for your love and goodness, and we just ask for your presence, your leading, your guiding, your speaking, Father, to our hearts, that we may, Lord, make sure our foundation in our life, that we may, Lord, live that life for you and be able to share that life with others. Bind that evil into some hindrance. We ask all this now in Jesus' name. Amen. Like I said before, when I was up here the last time, I'm used to 10-year-olds. Now, somebody gave me help one time, said, well, just look at these people as 10-year-olds. I don't mean to insult you by that, but I may be glancing at you as 10-year-olds. I'd like to read some scripture to start off with. It comes out of Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. I'll give you just a second in case you want to look that up. And I'll be reading that out of an Amplified Bible just in case you think you grabbed the songbook instead. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 through 49. It says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you? For everyone who comes to me and listens to my words in order to heed their teaching and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug and went down deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood arose, the torrent broke against the house and could not shake or move it, because it had been securely built, founded on a rock. But he who merely hears and does not practice doing my words is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation, against which the torrent broke, and immediately it collapsed and fell, and the breaking and ruining of that house was great. As we take a look at that scripture, we see that Jesus spoke of two different people, one that built their house upon a rock, one that didn't build their house upon a rock. We want to take a look at our lives today. You know, it speaks of houses here in a physical sense. A house to be secure needs to be founded upon solid ground. A house that isn't founded on solid rock or on good solid ground, the foundation is very weak, and before too long the whole house is destroyed. But he also speaks here, I'm sure, of a more deeper sense of our lives. Our lives need to be founded on something deep, something solid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if our life isn't founded on that, then in like manner, as a house that wasn't built on the rock, that when troubles came, it fell. And as I thought this morning, I got to sleep, fairly late. I heard the first storm come through about 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and got to sleep for a while and woke up to some more crashing thunder. And I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful stuff. And in Sunday school class with Ernie, we were talking about, boy, how powerful that was. And I thought, well, geez, it reminded us of storms, you know. But we also have storms in our lives, too. And they take up all different kind of situations, whether they be death or tragedies or sickness or relationships that aren't working properly or whatever. And boy, if we're not founded in Christ, our fall can be very great. So we want to take a look at our lives and where we're founded at. Now, as we think about a foundation, we don't think a whole lot about it, because when we build something, you know, we build it on a foundation. After that point, we no longer are concerned with the foundation. We build upon that foundation. But let's set back a little bit and think about the foundation a little bit more. It is the most important thing that we have. With a house, the rest of the house sets right on the foundation. If you don't have a good foundation, you're in trouble. I bought a house down in West Virginia about 9 years ago now. I don't think those people heard of a foundation. The house looked all right, but I think from the water running underneath it, you walked into one room when the guy was showing me the house. My friend looked at me and said, you know, this reminds me of SeaWorld. Because when you walked, you kind of went up and you went down and up and down. And believe it or not, when I tore the place down about 3 years ago, you'd have to really look hard to find proof of a foundation. And the house was just falling apart. It wasn't one of my best investments, but the Lord used it and worked it out. But it really started to take effect in my mind, the foundation. Boy, look how, you know, here was this great big structure, and it was very, very large, you know, large to the extent that every time it started out as one room, but at every time Aunt Sue or Cousin Bob, somebody came, they built another room on. And you, as you went through the house, there'd be outside wood on the inside. They just would add another room. And the house was, ended up being like 85 feet long altogether. Now, the house looked big, but there was no foundation underneath it. And in the course of years, it finally was so bad that I had to, you know, get rid of it. So as we think about the house setting on that and how important it is, and not only in just in houses, but in at school. I teach school reading. Everybody here can read to some extent, but you have to have a basis. You have to have a foundation before you can read. You just don't open up a book and start to read. You have to have a foundation, a basis. The phonics, the pronunciation of the words, the vocabulary for you to be able, you need to understand those things before you can actually get up and read. So in our life also, we need that foundation. We just don't all of a sudden live life to its fullest. We don't live fully in the grace of God unless we have a foundation. That foundation to live life fully and freely is Jesus. Everything that we do is based on our foundation. The other night I was over at Ernie's, or the other morning I should say, his wife finally smartened up and went to bed, but we stayed up, and I'm learning about computers, and you know, but I need a certain amount of basic knowledge to understand things. Somebody can come up and tell me something about computers, and it doesn't mean anything to me unless I have the base knowledge. I'm sure there's things that you're involved in that you know, but there's a basis of knowledge that you have to have first to be even to be able to understand the higher things. And that's the same way, like I said, in our lives, we have that foundation. We have to have the foundation. This idea really came to me, as I said, of talking about my house. I started to see the parallels. You know, this old house that I had was no good due to the fact that the foundation was bad. You know, if the roof was bad, you could repair that. That's something that you would build on the foundation. But if the foundation was bad or was shaky, then everything that was built on it was shaky. And we need to be very aware of that in our lives, that as we grow as Christians, that as we build upon the rock of Christ in our lives, if we know Christ, let's make sure that that foundation is sure. Because you can spend a whole lot of time. In fact, I spent a fair amount of time with my dad and other friends. We come down, we kind of remodeled the inside. But that was really, we were building good stuff on a bad foundation. And when the foundation went bad, then everything else was shook up with it. As I was talking about my house, I also then tore that down and built another house up. It started out to be a small, just like a garage, but we finally, it's ended up being 28 by 26, just what I need. As we built that, I started to see more and more how important it is to make sure that that foundation is sure. Ross Robinson, I'm not sure if everybody knows who he is, Roseanne Robinson, her son, he came down to help. And him and I worked in that foundation. Now, I wasn't an expert, I'm still not at that, but I knew that we had to make it sure. And we worked away, we had to clear all the debris off, we dug the holes, you know, lined up the strings to make sure it was square, and we dug the holes, dug the ditches all the way around to get them so deep and so on. We could have left it at that, but no, the foundation has to be level. Just can't have a hole dug around and pour some cement in. They have to be level. So we had to put stakes in as we went around. And then they have to be at a certain height, and so we had to work at that. And being new to the business, we did a whole lot of things that we probably shouldn't have done and wasted a lot of time. But every little thing that we went along, we made sure that that foundation was going to be secure, was going to be as level as possible. Why? Because everything else I was going to do, it might have spent, it cost me 2 days to get that all ready. But later on, I was going to spend 2 months building upon that foundation. Likewise, in our lives, we need to make sure that that foundation is sure, because the rest of our lives, we're going to be building on that foundation. If we dug the holes, there was pipes running everywhere, and we happened to run into a pipe. And Ross says, geez, what should I do with that? It was sticking up in the air, and I figure it's an old pipe. Just knock and break it, get it out of there. Well, about 10 seconds after I told him to do that, we had a fountain going up in the air. And I thought, uh-oh, I shouldn't have told him to do that. So we had a canal for a while. And so finally we got that straight. And as we dug around, we got it straighter and straighter and cleared out all the debris, all the rocks and everything. And then we started to use a transit. Now, I'm not sure exactly if you know what a transit is. I really don't know either. But I know you come to my house and it's a little bit unlevel. So we started to use this transit, which is supposedly as you use it to site up with this, like a surveyor's unit, and there's somebody further away that holds a stick on a stake, and you measure the height of it. Well, Ross and I started to do that. My dad had got that for me to use, and so we're there, we're trying to use this thing. And believe me, it didn't work out exactly like we wanted it to. Poor Ross is back there by the edge of the mountain where I live at. The mountain is like right there. And as we were doing this, I'm looking through the little sight. And quite a while, I never could find Ross. And so finally I pick up Ross, and there he is with the stake. And we're going to make it on a certain number, wherever the crosshairs hit on that certain number, we would make all the stakes that same height. And throughout the day and into the night, it went something like this. I'd say, okay, Ross, I think you better tap that. And he'd hit the stake with a hammer, and I'd say, okay, how about one more rap? And then, whoops, you better bring that back up a little bit. It went on like that till it's 3 o'clock in the morning. We're out there. And he's holding a trouble light up by the stick. We hear noise on the mountain. I don't know. We don't know whether it's whatever it is. And I'm there looking through the thing, and all of a sudden I see the thing jerk, and we hear some noise, and Ross is, he's taking a look up into the mountain, you know, wondering if something's going to come out and get him or something. So we worked, and all of a sudden it's 8 o'clock in the morning. The guy's supposed to come about 9, or no, he's supposed to come at 8, and it's about 6:30 or so. And the neighbors got up, and they just walked to work. There's a little oil company right there, and they own that, and they were, you know, walking to work. And they come out and talking to us, and they said, boy, you guys sure start early, don't you? So we didn't say anything to them. We said, yeah. So we took all that time in preparation to get that ready. And finally, we cruised back to my friend's house where I stayed. I was so tired, we couldn't even really sleep, so we come back. Again, being unprepared, here comes a cement truck. He's ready to dump the stuff and go, and no wheelbarrow. And the truck can only come like to the first pew, and we have to pour all the way back, two-thirds back. So here we are with shovels, we're pouring all that, you know, we're dragging the cement around all these different places, and by the grace of God, we survived, obviously. I'm here, of course you don't see Ross. And he's okay too. But as we spent all that time, we finally got it poured. Now, I'm sure that if I had to do it all over again, we'd be more prepared. But what really impacted me was the fact that we had to spend all this time. It was just in my mind that this has to be secure. This has to be secure. You know, this is no time to take breaks. This is no time to take shortcuts. The foundation has to be sure. And as I thought, that's right, our life has to, we have to make sure our foundation is sure. because there are things that are going to happen. There are going to be like those water pipes that pop up and say, oh, let's knock them out of the way. Or there are going to be those time schedules or those uncertainties that we're going to run into in life, that if we don't have that foundation, those storms, we've had all kinds of storms around here, are going to come into our lives. And as the scripture says, that if we're founded on that rock, even though the storm beat against it the best that it couldn't shake it or couldn't move it. Now, it wasn't because the structure was good. It was because the foundation was sure. And so, therefore, what you build upon that foundation is going to be good. Now, as we think about that, you know, it isn't just a thought process that we say, well, geez, our foundation, we need to make sure our foundation is life is sure. And we say, okay, that's it. Let's go back in and watch TV. Now, it takes effort. Now, God does it, but we have to take the step forth. And he provides the power, but we have to put the effort into it. As we were building my house, Ross and my dad, especially Ross, give me a new name. It was called Warden Williams. Because we'd work, he thought it was unusual that we worked from 6 o'clock till 2 hours after dark. I don't know why. But he'd give me the name Warden Williams, and every time he'd come up and say, well, what do you want to do now, Warden Williams? Yeah. He was a real good worker. And we had to work at that. We couldn't just sit there and say, now, we need to make sure that foundation's sure. We need to make sure these stakes are at the right height. We had to think that, but then we had to go put it into motion. And then when we start to talk about the foundation of our life, it's the same thing. You know, we need to think about it and say, well, that's right, we need to make sure our foundation is sure. But then we have to go do something about it. We have to go put it into motion. Okay. I'd like to read another scripture here. It comes out of 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, verses 10 and 11. First Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. Reads, according to the grace, the special endowment for my task of God bestowed on me, like a skillful architect and master builder, I laid the foundation, and now another man is building upon it. But let each man be careful how he builds upon it, for no other foundation can any one lay than that which is already laid, which is Christ Jesus, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Now, as far as our life goes, as far as the Bible goes, there's no other foundation other than Christ. And we need to think, is Christ our foundation? Is he our foundation? If he isn't, we need to think seriously about that. Because God has offered his Son to us that our lives can be founded, that we can be like that house that's built upon a rock. The storms are going to come. There's probably not anybody here who hasn't went through some type of storm in their life or is going through one now. But the difference is just like in what was read in Luke 6. One, the house stands secure after the storm is over. In the other house, it doesn't stand secure after the storm is over. The house is gone. And we have those options in our life to say, yes, I want to be secure. He's provided the foundation, Christ Jesus. And as I close here, I'd like to have us take a close look at our lives. Is our foundation in Christ? If it's not, then we need to let Jesus Christ to come into our lives to forgive us for our sins, and to accept him into our lives as our personal Savior. And if you're one of those people that is in that position, then I would like to challenge you or invite you to find out about Jesus, to let him in. You could talk to me, and I'm sure there's if the deacons, would you mind raising your hands? just some of the deacons that are here, or some of the other people that are, their lives are founded in Christ, feel free to talk to them. And we can show you through the Word how you can become a Christian, how your life can be founded in Christ. Now, if you are a Christian already, and your life, you know, you've accepted Christ, and your life is founded in Christ, and Jesus is your foundation, then we want to make sure of one thing, that we've, you know, if you notice in the scripture reading, it said that they dug down deep. Rather than say, well, this looks like good solid ground here, let's just put it right here. No, they dug down deep and laid it on a rock. Okay? So we need to check and say, now, is my life founded securely on the rock? If you are a Christian, then make sure that you've dug down deep. Make sure that it's secure. This is like a blanket challenge. Covers everybody as long as you're alive. The last one, let's say that you say, well, yes, you know, I've dug down deep, I'm securely on the rock. Well, then I challenge you to build upon that then. Build upon that foundation then. If you've dug down deep, then build on it. Build on it that you can experience God's love, and at the same time that you can share God's love with other people, that they might also be founded upon the rock. There's another scripture I'd like to read. It comes out of 2 Timothy 2:19. 2 Timothy 2:19. And it's assurance to those people that know Christ, that their life is founded in Christ. He's their foundation. Can be an assurance to us. 2 Timothy 2:19. It says, but the firm foundation laid by God stands sure and unshaken, bearing this seal, inscription, the Lord knows those who are his, and let everyone who names himself by the name of the Lord give up all iniquity and stand afar from it. So as we close here today, think about those. We fit in one of those categories. Our life does not have a foundation at the present time. The storms of life are getting ready to tear you down if you're in that position. Or else you are a Christian, but you're maybe perhaps you're not securely on the rock. Those storms are going to cause you a lot of trouble that perhaps you don't need to be caused. And if you are secured on the rock, then get to work and build on that rock. Share that love with others. Experience that love that God has for you. Because in the world of today, there's a lot of needs that people have. And we need to be sharing the good news that God has given us a solid foundation, which is His Son, Jesus. I thank you for the opportunity to be here, and I'd like to close in a word of prayer here. Jesus, we just thank and praise you for your precious love and your goodness. We thank you for your Son, Christ, who has died that we might be free and has given us a solid foundation if we accept Him into our lives. We just ask that if there's any here that doesn't know Him, that they will, Lord, speak to one of the people that knows you as Lord and that would let you become their foundation in life. We pray for the Christians, Father, that they would become more securely grounded on the rock in you, Christ Jesus. And that, Lord, that they will build wisely upon that rock, using your help of your Spirit. Just thank you for your blessings. We just pray that you'll bless each one here, Father, and minister under their needs. And Lord, may this take root in our lives, that it may bear fruit that will glorify your name. We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.